This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Have you an addiction to cigarettes? Have you tried taking psychedelic mushrooms as the solution? Apparently, according to a study at Johns Hopkins University, magic mushrooms with the active ingredient specifically being psilocybin, psilocybin has an 80% success rate in the treatment of cigarette addiction. It is Ian in the studio with you here tonight.
And Rich Paul.
And Rich, you are a cigarette addict. You have been for some 3+ decades now at this point. And you came across this story from Vice magazine, and you got really excited about the idea of having a way to quit cigarettes. With this incredible success rate, 80% success rate. Now, that's combining magic mushrooms with a form of therapy, behavioral therapy as well. So it's not just you take magic mushrooms and go walk through the woods and then your cigarette addiction is cleared. There's some effort into it. There's some intention that has to be coming from your side to beat this thing. But this essentially reverses all of the poor success rates of the other options like patches and gum, which only have like a 20% success rate. And you know, I find myself wondering, what's cold turkey's success rate? I bet you that's not that far off from patches and gum.
I don't know how far it is from patches and gum, but I know that it's very, very low. As a matter of fact, if you count most of the smokers that I know who have successfully quit smoking have tried to quit smoking many, many times before that happened. So even getting a 20% success rate, I mean, if they've all tried 5 times and succeeded once, that's 20% right there, and not all of those who try 5 times will succeed at all.
So here's the news from Vice.com. They're saying that somehow 1 year after the research from the Johns Hopkins University is published, these life-saving little shrooms are strictly forbidden. Lucky then that Stoptober, which is a UK holiday encouraging people to quit smoking, and magic mushroom picking season perfectly intersect. According to Dr. Brand, within London, golf courses are the best bet. And the story opened with the author relating that they were driving around on a golf course taking magic mushrooms.
I don't recommend operating a golf cart while on mushrooms. It might turn into a pumpkin and eat you.
We're looking for psilocybe simlansieta, a small beige-brown mushroom, more commonly known as the Liberty Cap, he says, as we nose our way around the course. He said, you'll see the cap sticking out of the grass. That's its really defining feature, a steep domed cap with a nipple on top. The nipples are essential. Look, there's one, said Dr. Brand, just peeping up above the grass. It's a seemingly harmless little thing, but handling these mushrooms can have terrible consequences. As soon as you pick it, you are guilty of possession of a Class A drug. And that's in the UK, so I don't know what the equivalent is here in the US. It probably would be a Class 1, but I'm not sure where they rank psilocybin on the schedules in the US.
Psilocybin right now, I believe, is on Schedule 1 because there's no... Yeah, Schedule 1 are those things that have no recognized medical use.
Well, recognized by the government. I mean, cannabis is on Schedule 1, and there's all kinds of doctors that recognize that.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, is they keep it there by refusing to recognize the many, many medical uses. And that's pretty sad. But, you know, I think there may well be a way to go around that, because Alcoholics Anonymous describes addiction as being a spiritual malady. And therefore, all of the AA groups managed to treat it, and relatively successfully, using spiritual solutions. Well, I just happen to have a church, and one of the things that we believe is that psychedelic drugs can be good for your health if you use them right. And therefore, I'm going to make an attempt, if I can make this work for me, and then repeat it, then that's a service that I want to offer through the church in the form of spiritual healing.
I think it's a great idea, and I'm looking forward to seeing that develop, especially given the freedom of religion aspect of it, and that if the state comes after you, then that could be a legal defense.
Yeah, so. And, well, the other thing is that if you happen to be selling mushrooms in the church, it's a matter of faith that you have to wear a burqa while you're doing it. So they'll never know exactly who they're buying the mushrooms from. It'll just be some guy who comes in, talks to us, and then leaves.
You're guilty. Let's see. So as soon as you pick it, you're guilty of possession of a Class A drug. If I were to give this tiny mushroom to Dr. Brand, I could face a maximum of 14 years in prison for supply. So I don't. I eat it instead.
Always the safe option.
The original study involved years of preparation, carrying out human trials with Schedule I drugs. Substances not recognized by the establishment as having any therapeutic value is an extremely bothersome process. The subjects had to be prepped for months before being given their first dose. According to Dr. Matthew Johnson, one of the chief researchers on the project, much of that work simply involved preparing patients for the intensity of the psilocybin trip. Quote, one can have these glorious, sometimes mystical, certainly intriguing effects, unquote, said Dr. Johnson. He continued saying that, but also people can have what is sometimes described as the most frightening experience of someone's life. The preparation goes over a laundry list of all the kinds of things that can happen, and that's a really long list. A bad trip, probably the most common danger when taking hallucinogenic drugs, he says, is simply a matter of bad perspective. Johnson says, if your dead grandmother's crawling up your leg during a bad trip, welcome your dead grandmother up your leg and ask her what she's there to tell you. Whether it's a monster or a dead grandmother, always take the orientation that this is something to learn from. Whether it's inviting or horribly frightening, always approach and learn.
It's amazing how much wisdom you can gain from your grandmother.
From your dead grandmother?
Well, I haven't tried it when they're dead.
Okay. Now, I've never taken enough mushrooms to have that kind of hallucination. Have you, Rich Paul?
I've probably taken enough to have that sort of hallucination, but I haven't had that specific one or anything that intense.
Have you seen things that aren't there?
I have seen things that aren't there from time to time. On LSD, I've had an out-of-body experience, which is really interesting. I mean, I didn't go far. I stayed in the room, but just all of a sudden, I'm looking at myself from a different perspective.
Wow.
And that was a very strange feeling. And also, to me, a trip is successful if and only if it ends with or contains some kind of an epiphany. You know, there should be some sort of spiritual outcome to what you're doing. I mean, otherwise, maybe it's just a good time, but I feel disappointed if I don't come out of a trip with a new perspective or a new understanding of some problem in my life.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. And that's certainly a good reason to take psychedelics, is to sort of explore things from a different perspective as opposed to just, you know, the tripping for the fun of it. I like the spiritual aspect of that. So having an out-of-body experience, though, sounds pretty fascinating. How much did you have to take in order to get to that point?
It was several hits of bladder acid. I don't remember how much. I was a teenager when that happened, actually.
Were your eyes closed at the time and you were just experiencing, you know, do you even know?
I don't know.
It's fascinating.
I could have been in a dream state where my eyes were closed and my mind was just seeing what it would look like if I was someplace else.
But it was pretty convincing, huh?
It was pretty convincing. If I'd known in advance that it would have happened, then I would have, you know, had one of my buddies hold up a sign or something and see if I could say what was on the sign. But we didn't.
You can't
see it
read
coming.
In dreams, right?
I don't know that you can't read in dreams.
That's
but if the sign is in the real world and I've got my eyes closed, then I shouldn't be able to see it.
Right. Well, that's always as far as dreaming is concerned, one of the telltale signs that you're dreaming, they say, and I've tried this, is if you want to know if you're dreaming, if you like come to the point in a dream where you might be lucid enough to realize that you might be dreaming, if you want to check and verify, just pick up a newspaper or a book or anything that has writing on it, and you can't read it. in the dream.
So if you can't read, you're either dreaming or you're a Donald Trump supporter.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, maybe you want to relate your experience with psychedelics and having a big change in your life afterwards. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, a very wealthy U.S. benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Credit success secrets once used only at the top levels of business are now being revealed to the general public. Imagine having a business that runs itself, puts money in your pocket so you never have to go to work. Imagine someone else gave you the money to start. Secret groups are pulling for your success by giving perfect scores in both business and personal credit. They show you how to get good credit and how to use good credit. If you have bad credit, no credit, or your credit isn't as good as that other guy's credit, really doesn't matter anymore. Get up to $100,000 in instant business credit. Many get cash in pocket right now. Call now for free information on how Credit Success Secrets Revealed can put money in your pocket so you never work again. Call 1-800-707-8719. That's 1-800-707-8719. 1-800-707-8719 or go to CreditSuccessSecretsRevealed.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
An 80% success rate by just taking one dose of magic mushrooms? Would you be willing to do it? Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you use the internet these days, you should be using it in a safe manner. And one of the ways you can do that is by getting Pro XPN. They will allow you to encrypt your internet communications, which means your own internet service provider, they won't know what you're doing online anymore. So if you're doing research on magic mushrooms, do it through ProXPN, and no one has to know. They actually offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, and they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus there's Linux support as well. So whatever operating system you're on, you can get ProXPN. Plus, they don't keep logs of your activities whatsoever, and they've got greater speed and security now with more servers than ever before. In addition, they've integrated Nonkly.com to mask your emails if you get their premium account. They'll take credit card and even Bitcoin. You can use code FTL50 and get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Go to proxpn.com right now and use coupon code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. We're sharing with you the Vice.com story about quitting smoking cigarettes through the use of psychedelic mushrooms. And actually, just sort of talking generally about how they had to prepare for this study, the Johns Hopkins University doing research on psychedelic mushrooms and quitting smoking, finding that 80% of the research subjects were able to quit smoking successfully after this dose of shrooms and the cognitive behavioral therapy that was included with it. So they're just talking about preparing people. This was one of the more arduous parts of the study, was getting people ready for the psychedelic experience. Presumably most of them had not taken mushrooms previously. And they're talking about how, you know, whatever it is that happens during the hallucinogenic experience, that you should approach it from a learning perspective, that even if it's something that seems scary, that maybe there's something there that you can learn from. And I think that it's also important, just to add in to this discussion, I think it's important, you know, your set and setting is the most primary concern, in my opinion, when you're dealing with a psychedelic trip or preparing for a psychedelic trip. Having, you know, taking mushrooms or LSD or something else in that category and being somewhere that you're unfamiliar with is not generally a good idea. You want to be in a familiar
place.
Not
if you're a neophyte.
That's what I'm talking about here,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Like these are for people. These, you know, apparently the people in this study were new. They had to go through this long orientation about what psychedelic mushrooms could do and what that experience could be like. And you know, it's one thing to read about other people's experiences, which you can do over at Arrowhead.org, which I recommend. There's fascinating trip reports over at Arrowhead.org. They're really actually pretty entertaining to read. Many of them are.
Oh, wow. I haven't checked that part out.
Oh, man, no. It's really detailed, especially for drugs like mushrooms or MDMA. The more popular drugs, there's way more experiences that people have with that, so a lot of those are really well fleshed out on the site, whereas if it's some sort of new designer drug, you won't see as many of the trip reports there.
Sure.
So if you're looking at a classic drug like psychedelic mushrooms, there'll be more trip reports on that site than you could actually read through. And they actually span the gamut of everything from first-time experiences, so people who've taken it for the first time relating what that was like, to people who had bad trips, to people who had glowing, totally positive experiences. So literally, you can read everything from like the most horrifying, frightening bad trip all the way up to the most amazing, glowing, wonderful experience and everything in between. And it's really a fascinating look into people. And they'll also tell you what drugs they were taking. So when you're looking at the trip, so when you go to arrowhead.org, it's ERO WID.org. You select the drug of interest, and they've got everything from you know, the classic illegal drugs to pharmaceutical drugs. So it's a really detailed site. There's even plants in there and things like that. So you select the drug or the plant that you're interested in, and then there's an option for trip reports, and then you can go in there and just, you know, go and be entertained, because some of these people take a lot more drugs than I would certainly consider taking at any one time. So you can actually get reports of people who are just on mushrooms, or you can get reports from people who are on mushrooms and MDMA, or mushrooms and MDMA and something else, or five different things all at once. And how people can actually catalog any of some of these trips is really amazing to experience.
Mushrooms and MDMA are called a hippie flip, I believe. No,
that's acid and MDMA.
Acid and Acid and
mushroom. No. Or, hippie flipping, I thought, was acid and MDMA.
Okay, you may be.
I could be wrong.
Be right on.
We'll have to
that.
Check Urban Dictionary on that one. So back to the story here from Vice.com. Participants in the study were carefully handled. They had comfortable settings, considerate guides, and trained psychologists and medics on hand in case it all went wrong. Instead, we're driving the wrong way around a North London golf course, harvesting mushrooms as we go. So he's comparing his experience when he's with this doctor who knows a thing or two about this versus Johns Hopkins. One advantage we do have is the presence of Toms Forts Mayor, a Harley Street hypnotherapist who has agreed to act as a guide and guardian throughout this process. Tom says, usually when people come to give up smoking, they feel like they're losing a naughty but slightly charming and faithful friend. Our job in the ritual we are going to perform is to change that perspective. Really, smoking is the kind of friend who, when you're not looking, goes upstairs and abuses your daughter. Unquote. Telling someone who is coming up on mushrooms that they have a pedophile living inside them is an awful thing to do. But it's exactly the sort of thought process that makes psilocybin so effective in treating addiction. The drug, says Dr. Johnson, helps people see, or patients see, their lives in perspective. It is, for many, a mystical experience. In these cases, it's striking that there's typically an overwhelming sense of unity, says the doctor, a sense of feeling like you step out of time and space, a sense of paradoxicality, experiences of the ineffable, a noetic quality, a sense that somehow the experience is more real and valid than reality. Mm. And that's a very interesting way of describing a psychedelic journey like this. Mm. Of course, it can be very hard to describe these things with words, so I got to give him credit. You know, that's a pretty good crack at it.
Yeah.
Psilocybin may very well be the wonder drug. Plenty of new research suggests that it is, but it's truly terrible for driving. My feet are...
It's true. Please, kids, don't try this at home.
I mean, it's one thing if you're on a golf cart in a closed course. It's another thing if you're actually getting into a car, I think. This is completely different category.
Yeah, getting into a car on any hallucinogenic substance is just a really bad plan.
My feet are at the pedals, but Dr. Brand's hands seem to have taken firm control of the wheel. I suggest we find somewhere quiet to perform the ritual, says Tom Forts Mayor. What happens next is hard to describe. We lay down in a forest. The trees pulsate. With the hypnotherapist's guidance, I travel deep, deep down into the ageless, genderless, timeless core of my consciousness and kick a few things around. I meet the part of my mind responsible for smoking and have a stern word. Other things occur, most of them too personal to relate. When I emerge a million years later, smoking is simply something other people do. The illusion is shattered. The urge is gone. I see someone with a cigarette and feel precisely nothing.
Wow.
Over the week that follows...
That just sounds to a smoker who wants to quit...
Too good to be true.
Exactly.
Because it's social pressure to some extent that is a very encouraging factor, right? Like, even if you're trying to quit, then you're around other people with cigarettes, and you want one.
Yeah, especially the people that I'm used to, accustomed to stepping outside and smoking with.
This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Join us on the radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking about psychedelics, specifically mushrooms, and the experience that one can have, specifically relating to the idea of ending an addiction, specifically ending the addiction to smoking. But maybe that's not the only addiction to which magic mushrooms can assist, or with which magic mushrooms can assist. Rich Paul joining me, Ian, here in the studio. Rich, you heard something about them maybe helping with heroin as well?
Yeah, one of the articles that I read about their use with cigarettes indicated that the inspiration for the study was the success, as they put it, that people had had having using similar techniques with heroin addicts or opiate addicts. And, you know, heroin doesn't kill anywhere near as many people as cigarettes do, but it kills them much younger. Cigarettes generally kill you when you're old, and heroin will kill you when you're young, especially when it's illegal and people will therefore sell you things like fentanyl instead of heroin because they're easy to get and cheaper. So
there was a study done, or is it more of like individual case studies?
I believe that there was a study done, and if so, my father is actually a research pharmacist, so I've asked him to obtain a copy of the psilocybin and tobacco study, and I'm pretty sure that if that was inspired by another study involving opiates, that will be in the footnotes of that study, and I'll be able to trace it back. I have read one study talking about the success of marijuana in helping people withdraw from opiates, and that's pretty good, but it doesn't reach the 80% that they're talking about with cigarettes. And cigarettes are supposed to be a harder addiction to give up than heroin.
Really?
Yeah. Well, part of the reason is it's easy to see when you're a heroin addict that you're debilitated and your life is spiraling out of control, where a cigarette smoker doesn't necessarily feel that
way
until he gets diagnosed with melanoma or something, or he starts, like for me, it's that I wheeze a little bit now. It's almost like I've got a permanent pneumonia that doesn't go away, except when I'm in jail.
So the wheezing goes away when you're in jail?
Okay,
well, that's a good sign. Maybe it'll clear up.
Yeah, and I actually, I came out of jail in great shape. So I don't think the damage to my lungs is necessarily permanent, but I want to deal with it before it is.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're motivated by this. This new study by Johns Hopkins University showing 80% success when one is treated with magic mushrooms. The active ingredient there is psilocybin, and a therapy, basically a therapy session. You called it cognitive behavioral therapy.
Right.
Is that right? That's not mentioned here in that specific term, isn't mentioned here in the Vice story, but basically the author of the Vice piece here is taken out into the woods by essentially a shaman, I mean the equivalent of a shaman, who's sort of taking him through this process. And he says that when he came out of it, he saw smoking as something that other people do. He said the illusion is shattered, the urge is gone. He says he sees someone with a cigarette and feels precisely nothing. He continues, over the week that follows, I do all of the things that would normally have me reaching for cigarettes. Leave the house, wait for a bus, do work, get drunk, go to parties. Because that's where a lot of people fail, right? Like when they quit smoking with whatever method, patches or, you know, whatever else there is. There's a shot, I think. My ex-girlfriend got a shot once. It seemed to work pretty well. Kept her off it for a couple of years. You know, that one night when they've had a little too much to drink, that's when the cigarette comes out. Right? Mm-hmm. That's when they fall off the wagon, so to speak, and then the next day they go back to smoking cigarettes again.
Sure, if you're quitting smoking by willpower, then anything that relaxes your inhibitions, you've formed a new inhibition against smoking. And I think that's why you have so many angry ex-smokers, because there is a conflict. There's a desire to smoke, and then there's inhibition against smoking, whereas it sounds like that's not the case when you come out of the psilocybin therapy. It sounds like you've become neutral to cigarettes, which is, I would expect to have that to result in a much less angry ex-smoker and maybe one who doesn't get all upset by cigarette smoke, because the mechanics of that seems to be you smell that cigarette and you want one. Well, if you smell the cigarette and you don't want one, then maybe you're not going to be so grumpy at people who still smoke.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from there. So he did get drunk and didn't have a desire for a cigarette. He went to parties, had arguments, drank coffee. In fact, thinking about it now, almost every major and minor event in my life was an occasion for a cigarette. Now that they're gone, I don't even miss them. It's now been a week and a half, and the cravings are still non-existent. The war on drugs, he says, has claimed millions of lives over the last half century. We know all about the victims of South American narco states, the living death of the prison system, the friends who've died because they didn't know what they were being sold. But what about those who could have been saved? Tobacco causes 6 million deaths per year. For a good portion of those, one tiny, highly illegal mushroom might contain the cure.
Wow.
I love it.
Absolutely. But imagine this from the point of view of Big Pharma. Big Pharma,
they would not love that.
Oh, yeah. They were a big force in getting public smoking, for example, outlawed, because they wanted to make the money from nicotine replacement instead of the tobacco companies making money from actual tobacco. So they lose a big hunk of that investment if somebody comes along with an actual cure.
And one that can be grown in a cow patty, too, right? Like, it's not something that you need to have some fancy pharmaceutical lab or whatever to create this product. I mean, all you need is, I've seen these mushroom growing operations. You need some tanks, basically some aquariums and the right spores and, the right conditions, and you can grow mushrooms.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even order the spores legally off the internet, is my understanding.
Probably legally in a lot of places. I don't know. Maybe there's some places where it's illegal.
It's legal to order them if you say you're using them for research. Mm.
And you could. this is research.
When you think of it, I've got better ways to get mushrooms. But for my purposes, it's definitely research.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend people grow mushrooms. I think it's something you really have to be into. It's not like weed where you just throw some seeds into the ground and it's going to sprout up. I mean, mushrooms, mm-hmm. you got to be careful. You're dealing with mold basically, and so I think there's a little more caution that needs to be involved.
Yeah, and of course, the greatest risk of drugs is always what's the government going to do to you if they catch you.
And manufacturing is a pretty serious charge.
Yes, manufacturing is much worse than possession from a legal point of view.
Right. So keep all of that in mind. And like I said, if you want to learn more about psilocybin or anything else in the illegal drug world, Arrowhead.org is the way to go. You always want to educate yourself, just like they educated the people in the study before they took the hallucinogen. You want to learn about that before you jump into it. You want to make sure that your set and setting is the right place, the right time, with the right people. And if any of those things are uncertain, I would say that's not the right time to take a first dose of a psychedelic. To feel comfortable in a place, to be around people with whom you're comfortable, that's the way to go. And then you're going to be doing research, Rich, into the actual therapy side of this, because you know what it's like to take mushrooms, mm-hmm. but you didn't have it with the therapy side of things to mm-hmm. try to the quitting smoking aspect. So that's something you're going to be looking into, right?
I'm going to be looking at how that kind of therapy actually works, and they say it's based on the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is great because I went there for 22 years. So hopefully I have the expertise. Yeah, I'm old hat. I know a lot of those basics. And, you know, it may well be that it doesn't require that much precision, because I also saw a description in the other article. They said one of the things that inspired it is sometimes people spontaneously quit smoking while tripping on mushrooms, probably just because they're in exactly the right place when they take the mushrooms. So the therapy is to get you to that place. But I would love to be able to do this. Imagine how many lives you could save.
I expect you'll be reporting back on what you learn.
Oh, yeah. Good or bad, I'll report.
Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, you cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features on our website. You can go there, get interactive. You can actually create the content right there on the front page. And it's brand new. The website has been redesigned for 2015. It's been given a facelift. So if you haven't been over the last couple of weeks, definitely go check out the new freetalklive.com. It is free, just like our previous site. So, you know, you still get free archives and can interact with other listeners and submit show prep right there to the front page, suggested show topics. And it's free. freetalklive.com. In studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
All right, still to come here on the way this evening. We've been talking about psychedelic mushrooms, and I actually want to switch to, in a little bit, copblock.org and a piece from our friend Ademo Freeman, who has recently been let out of jail. He may be going back to jail sometime soon. We'll talk about that here in a moment. In fact, I know we're going to hear from him sometime this weekend with an update from the Copblock Mac Tour, the Mobile Accountability for Cops Tour. But I wanted to share the piece from him that he released after getting out of jail, called "I'm Freer, But For How Long? What's Next and What I've Learned?" And I think that what he's learned is some really important takeaways. But first, since we're on the topic of psychedelics, let's talk about the mildest of psychedelics, marijuana.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it is considered a mild psychedelic. I remember one time, Rich, a long time ago, one of my drug dealer friends had a 100X microscope, like one of these little Radio Shack microscopes that you could kind of put in your pocket, not like some fancy lab equipment, just a cheapie. And he actually would hold up this microscope to the high-quality cannabis that he had. And you could see the trichomes, and they actually look like mushrooms. You ever seen these things before?
Not really.
It's pretty interesting. So, like, when you look at the marijuana, you can see crystals on it from just your eye level, just looking at it. When you zoom in on those things, they look like little mushroom caps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
It's fascinating stuff. So it is a mild psychedelic. And filmingcops.com has some interesting news about a Native American tribe that is going to be converting a bowling alley into an epic marijuana lounge. And apparently some of the politicians are not so happy about this. The Santee Sioux tribe is wasting, this is in South Dakota, by the way, where South Dakota has not legalized marijuana, but the Santee Sioux tribe is wasting no time harnessing the lucrative cannabis market after the U.S. Justice Department said last December that it would no longer go after possession or sale of the plant on Native American lands. And I got to say, I had not heard that news. Have you?
I had heard it vaguely. I didn't know how seriously to take it because... So I'm relieved to see that it sounds like their policy actually leaves things in a usable state.
Well, apparently they're taking it pretty seriously, and they are investing into converting a bowling alley into a cannabis smoking lounge, which is expected to bring in $2 million a month in revenue. The grand opening is set for New Year's Eve. Tribal President Tony Ryder envisions a hot spot with a stage for performers, a dance floor, a bar, restaurant, smoking lounge, and a marijuana dispensary. In June, the tribe legalized cannabis on their Flandreau Santee Sioux reservation. They promptly began construction of a large high-tech grow facility that is now completed and growing their first crop. The organic, pesticide-free plants are destined to become the first products of the Santee Sioux's budding business ventures. In September, they announced plans to open the country's first so-called marijuana resort. Both the lounge and the resort will adhere to strict guidelines so they don't run afoul of the 8 prohibitions in the Justice Department memo or any state authoritarian figures looking for an excuse to shut down the place.
Does it say what the 8 prohibitions are?
No, but I also would like to know what those are. So I don't know where we would find them, but that aside. The lounge will ban anyone caught trying to sneak cannabis out of the door and will enact other measures to prevent so-called stockpiling, unquote. The tribe invited South Dakota's governor and all 105 of its legislatures to visit the grow facility and the soon-to-be smoking lounge, but only 5 showed up. Many politicians are still hypnotized by drug war propaganda. Governor Dennis Daugaard's chief of staff said the governor, quote, believes this facility violates federal law. He also opposes the legalization of marijuana in any part of South Dakota, unquote.
Wow.
State Rep. Jim Boland said, I have a very firm belief that marijuana should not be legalized in any way in our state. A tour will not change my mind, said the representative. Another state rep said, quote, whether you agree with marijuana use or not, many have indicated their dislike of the concept of showing their children that it is acceptable. This begs the question of whether the state rep who said that thinks the same of alcohol, a legal drug that causes thousands of deaths per year. And I would say it's probably more like hundreds of thousands of deaths per year.
Yeah. Now, think of all the things that are legal but yet unacceptable to somebody for religious or philosophical reasons. All the things that if you followed that logic, you would have to throw people in jail for having extramarital affairs, because surely that's not considered morally acceptable if you're not in an open relationship.
Someplace adultery is still illegal in some parts of the U.S.
True, although they would find, if they ever tried to enforce that law, that they didn't get very far, I think. So long as the user was willing, or the victim of the arrest was willing to appeal.
Like a jury trial?
Well, not just a jury trial, but an appeal to the Supreme Court. The same right to privacy that they found in Griswold v. Connecticut and Roe versus Wade, I think would be found to protect that, because otherwise, anybody could be jailed who had been, for example, if it had been proven in civil court that they had, during a divorce proceeding, that they had had an extramarital affair. Somebody could then turn around and criminally prosecute those people. And I don't think the courts are stupid enough to let that happen.
I think you might be right about that. Some politicians are not so encumbered by such primitive mentalities. However, lawmakers who visited the Santee Sioux voiced support, embracing the future and the tribe's entrepreneurial spirit. One of those politicians, Representative Matthew Woolman, said this, when people ask me, why are you going to see that? I say it's important. It's my job. Especially with something like this that could impact the economy in the region to the tune of $2 million a month. That's huge. And I think if you aren't here, you should have been. I came away today with a positive outlook on the operation, and that's what I'm going to pass on to my constituents. Another rep, state rep, said I ran for office because I'm from the Pine Ridge Reservation and I wanted to make a difference. So tribal issues are always at the forefront for me, and getting the state and the tribes to work together, because we really are partners. We're more of a partnership with the tribes than the federal government is. She says, I think it's going to be a very good deal for this tribe. I'm excited for them. I'm actually excited for the states, unquote. Tribal President Tony Ryder described his own evolution and thinking that led him to support the cannabis smoking lounge. He said, quote, growing up, I learned that marijuana was dangerous, deadly, and illegal. I thought marijuana was the devil's medicine. But after educating myself, I learned that no deaths have ever been directly linked to marijuana. And compared to alcohol, it makes people peaceful, not aggressive.
Nice.
So,
and this is a state that hasn't legalized, and I don't. Do they
correct.
Even have medical or
in South Dakota? I'm not sure about that. I know Montana does.
And you gotta love where this is, because South Dakota at the same time is going through a huge economic boom
of the oil
fracking.
Fields. Yeah.
And so they're gonna have all of those people from all over the country.
All the frackers are gonna come get high at the marijuana lounge.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of them will. I'd much rather frack the morning after smoking weed than frack the morning after getting
drunk
because working on an oil rig is dangerous business, and weed is much safer for that kind of thing.
There's no doubt about it. I think it's great news. I would love to hear of more of this. I mean, if the Santee Sioux tribe is successful at opening this former bowling alley and they're converting it into a marijuana lounge, and they should probably keep some of the bowling because, you know, people like to do that too. You know, those bowling, galaxy bowling things where they turn off the lights and they, you know, the black lights turned on and everything.
Yeah.
So they should keep some.
Well, they can offer pipes as prizes for the bowling and call it bowling for bowls.
I mean, if they're successful with this, you know there are other tribes that are going to be watching with interest.
Oh, yeah.
After whoever it was the first Indian tribe to open a casino, opened their casino, and it worked out, I'm sure that's when the rest of them started to pop up, right? Like, as soon as you know that proof of concept is there and it can happen and they haven't gotten raided by the feds, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, the big barrier to entry is regime uncertainty. Are they going to break their own rules and bust you anyway?
Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, there's also the news that the UN is apparently calling for an end to the war on drugs. I don't know if you've heard that one. We can talk about it. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Hour 3 is coming up. The new 4th edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the 4th edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.